Welcome to the Advanced Practice Perspectives. I'm Tricia Williams.
And I'm Toby O'Brien. This is a podcast created by Advanced Practice Providers for Advanced Practice Providers. We will be highlighting our amazing APP. That was quite a mouthful. Welcome, Stephanie. We are...
Mumbly, so feel free to like make that sound better. I don't know.
I mean, like we're friends. You're good.
Is knowing as much as you can about your individual patient to be able to design a treatment plan, especially for them. Have one of the most well-known and productive pediatric clinicology and pharmacogenomics groups, not only nationally, but globally. And so I was able to kind of hitch a ride on that train, if you will, and was lucky enough to be a great mentor to your leader, Dr. Sue, help kind of shape during my PhD at Children's Mercy, which again, we were lucky enough to have. I didn't have to cross country or anything. And finished that about 8 months ago. And here I am. Now I'm past that. Yeah. Yes. But, you know, a brief summary of pharmacogenomics, as it's called, is to really use genetic variation that exists within your patient to be able to inform treatment. So that might mean that you add a genetic variation, a particular gene of interest that could impact that you would select on a particular drug or even the drug itself. Actions, not only with the NIH, so additional kind of training options, but also with your T32 clinical pharmacists across the country. And there are only 5, I believe, at this time that are funded in that way. And so it's kind of a really great group of opportunities and a connection in that way. And I'm incredibly thankful to be accepted into that program. It really is. Yeah, so my role now is technically an assistant professor with the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Medicine, and also on faculty with the Division of Adolescent Medicine here, and spill over, right? They don't stay within the hours or the confines of time that we think they will, and research takes a lot longer and more kind of daily effort than imagined. So the majority of my time is spent a portion for clinical. I also am beginning to take service, or I'm also beginning to call for our clinical pharmacy inpatient service, which is unique in medical history, and then help make recommendations about would pharmacogenetic testing be useful? What other thing be considered? Do we think this is a drug-related adverse reaction, or is it potentially something else? And so that is really interesting to be a part of that. Sure. So, you know, the focus of my research at this point, transitioning into that. in teens. We are trying to figure out why some patients respond to that drug and other patients don't. Favorite things about CARE are able to connect with those teens and be able to and improve access to care for those youth. And we do that by answering questions, from a research perspective to be able to understand how we can do things better.
Search and put them together to create this position.
We have a youth campus where they have a drop-in center for youth as well as a shelter for youth experiencing homelessness and a few other programs there. And then they also have a domestic violence center, children's center. And so families, women, children in crisis can go to Synergy and get a safe place to stay, get additional resources to help with mental health, at it and providing that medical care to those teens through this last decade. And the services have expanded over time. So not only do we have Children's Mercy nurse practitioners who are out there, wonderful nurses, they also partner with Miles, which provides free dental care. And they have an optometrist that comes out and does exams and eye care.
Synergy just looking for a volunteer opportunity and was amazed. First of all, it
graffiti and reclaim that space in a positive way, which is really neat. Before Synergy kind of took it over, it was not inhabited for a period of time. And okay. Yeah, Precision Therapeutics. The research focused, but to your question about is it ready for prime time clinical care? We can use certain tools available to us in the clinical setting, and one of those is pharmacogenomic testing. I do that in my clinical practice for consult service. Also, might recommend that to a subset of patients who it might be beneficial. Exposure correct for that patient to be as healthy as they can be. And so being able to kind of plug in info about your patient out a recommended dose for a particular exposure. That's pretty cool. It seems kind of space age to me, and I love that. And I love that that's where we're going. And we want to do that for as many kind of conditions and drugs as we can. And at the right dose the first time. Kind of take away that trial and error. Yeah. Man, who wouldn't want that, right? Are you serious? I love that accidental clap.
Sorry, I missed what she said, but go ahead and carry on the conversation and I'll catch up. Go. Nope, just go, yeah.
Therapeutics. And so to me, it seems that a PhD, because I knew that has a research focus and I could get a PhD in pharmacology, was the right path to do that, even though it didn't necessarily make sense or kind of be what most people do who have an NP and want to go on to research. To learn more about pharmacology and precision therapeutics as it became. But I could not see the end. It would be impossible to me at the time because there were just so many potential barriers along the way that I knew I might run into. And so I just thought, I'm just going to keep going until I cannot go anymore. And every time I would kind of reach a barrier or kind of come up to a pot, you know, potential, I was able to find folks who did me and helped continue to open. I was just going to say, not at all life up until that point, right? Like, I'm a planner. I want to know, like, the beginning, middle, and end. You know, I'd have plans for you know, down the road. And so to kind of do this, where I was one eye open, one eye closed, it was a bit uncomfortable for me, but I knew I was pursuing that was important to me, and it ended up working out, thank goodness. Idea, here's with it. And they say, yeah, how can I support you? That's amazing. And we, you're right, we are have these great colleagues here at Children's Mercy. in kind of and continues to practice as an NP in the country, really. And introduced to someone named Catherine Sherwin. She was a nurse. She was actually in the States many years ago and ended up getting a PhD in pharmacology.
Yeah. You're a trailblazer. Yeah. Go for it.
It took 6.5 years. But again, I was working during that time. And so but you know, in the moment, I felt like, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to reach this finish line. Oh, if it's going to happen. But it did. And now that it has, that 6.5 years kind of feels like a blink of an eye, kind of, not 100%, but just like with everything else, right? We look back at these experiences we had, and it doesn't seem as long in retrospect. And so, and you know, we have, I hope, out of working years. Yeah. And I think we have, you know, as we think about this precision therapeutics, right, figuring out the most about our patients, the way nurses think, the way nurses were trained, I think are really well placed to be able to do that. You know, we think about the patient as a whole person. That's just right. As far as kind of using precision therapeutics at the bedside, absolutely. And I would say oncology is one of the areas, you know, kind of leading the pack with precision therapeutics, because you can, you know, absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, and I appreciate speaking with you guys. It's been a great time, and good luck with endeavors.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, it has just been such a joy hearing about your journey. So thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Stephanie, you're awesome. Thank you very much. Gosh, your role, your